Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell me what you do at the Michigan State Police's Emergency Management and Homeland Security Office.
Yeah, absolutely. Our mission here with the Michigan State Police Emergency Management Homeland Security is to monitor severe weather events and all emergencies and to make sure that our citizens remain safe. Whether that's putting out warnings or preparedness tips, such as the flooding that's occurring in Michigan right now.
Now, Michigan achieves National Emergency Management Accreditation. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's a significant accomplishment that we were just notified of a couple weeks ago, that Michigan is one of only 32 state and local programs nationwide to be accredited in emergency management. And what that means is that outside assessors came in and reviewed all of the emergency plans for the state of Michigan and made sure that our government is prepared to protect our citizens before, during, and after all emergencies.
All right. Well, let's talk about the possibility of flooding, especially around the mid-Michigan area. Tell me how you manage that, how you monitor it.
Yep. Yeah, the National Weather Service still has several flood advisories and warnings in effect statewide. And right now we're in touch with the National Weather Service to make sure that we know what the advisories are and what potential threats are. And we're also working in coordination with all of the local emergency managers statewide. For example, Ingham County, City of Lansing, we've been in touch with their local emergency managers to make sure that they have everything that they need and that we're apprised of the situation in case we need to step in and help out.
All right. Let's say you think a river is going to crest and flood. What's the preparation you do before that happens, or what do you suggest that those local community emergency managers do?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the most important things to know is what potential rivers or waterways around your area might potentially flood, and to make sure that everyone has a plan in place that if they need to evacuate their area or flooding and water levels begin to rise, they know what to do. For example, if you have to evacuate, have an emergency kit ready where you can take all of your supplies for your children, elderly members, and make sure that it's ready to go in a kit, that you just pick it up and you're ready to go. And that also all of your family members have a place pre-designated that you know where you can meet in the event that you have to leave your home or your business or workplace.
Are there rivers in the mid-Michigan area that you are monitoring?
We're monitoring actually rivers statewide. And right now we're hearing, this morning we're starting to hear some good news that there are some improvements with the water levels. They're beginning to stabilize and they're starting to recede. I know one for especially is the Red Cedar going right through Ingham County. We're starting to hear some good news that it's going to stabilize. It's still a threat, so we want to encourage everyone to avoid going through the water. If you see any water, don't walk through it, especially don't drive your car through it because you never know how deep it is. And just a small amount of water can be very threatening.
And what should happen should a flooding occur? What do you suggest people do?
One of the most important things to do is to listen to the radio and TV and listen to what local your emergency management coordinators and your local officials are telling you to do. The safest thing might be to evacuate your area, or they might have specific traffic routes in place that you need to follow. So if it's an imminent threat, make sure that you're listening to your local media.
Are there any other areas in mid-Michigan that are causing you great concern?
We're having some concerns up north and around Wexford, Roscommon, the Midland area. But right now I know the local officials are out doing everything they can. And there's some traffic routes in place, some restricted areas. So we're starting to hear some encouraging news that it is starting to stabilize, but it's still on our radar.
All right. And, Nicole, for folks who want more information about preparedness and what to do should they be caught in a flood, is there a source?
Absolutely. I encourage them to visit our website for preparedness information, which is michigan.gov/beprepared.
All right. Nicole Elizabeth, Public Information Officer for the Michigan State Police's Emergency Management and Homeland Security Office. Thanks so much for your time, Nicole.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.